All right, good morning and welcome to our worship service here at Bethany. It's so good to see all of you out this morning. And of course, we welcome you. We also want to welcome any visitors that might be with us and hope that you'll come back and worship with us again very often. We also want to welcome those who are joining us online as well. Well, we have a treat for you today. This is Youth Sunday, and we are excited to have our youth assist us in the worship service today. And you're going to hear more from them. You're going to hear more about their mission trip that they went on this summer. So we're just delighted to have them with us and to help us lead the service. And before we get started, I do want to mention and recognize Mr. Bill Kyle. If you look up front, this wonderful projection that you saw a little while ago, came to you by way of the projector over top, and Bill was responsible for the installation and engineering. We have such talent in this church in many, many ways, and we are so blessed. So, Bill, thank you. So let's begin our service this morning with our first two songs to open our service. They will be I Will Follow and Whom Shall I Fear? Please stand as you're able.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. All your ways are good. All your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone. Higher than my sight, high above my God. I will trust in you alone. In you alone. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. Thank you. for you alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? It's always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of
Amen. Please be seated. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for all the days of our lives, especially for the days that you bring us together as a family of faith in this special place. We thank you for the opportunities we are given to grow closer to you as children, as youth, as adults, and as your church. We also thank you for the people that have been placed in our lives to help us grow into the kind of people that we are called to be. We are thankful for our youth as they lead us in the worship service today and show us the true spirit of service to you by the act of serving others. May our praise be joyful, may our hearts be turned toward you, and may our souls be inspired by your word. We give you all the glory and gratitude this day and forever as we continue to trust in you. Amen.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust.
are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you not already stood. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
Thank you. Great job. And now we come to that special time when we get to pass the peace by greeting your neighbors out there. So please do it. Have fun doing it.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We're going to do children's moments today, so, oh, a little closer? All right.
So, we went on a mission trip, you guys probably know, and our Bible verse theme, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? So, basically what that means is that we have God, so why should we be scared of anything else? What are you guys scared of?
Snakes.
Spiders and snakes.
Woo. That's
right. Spiders and snakes.
Spiders. You don't like spiders.
Hayden's scared of bears.
You don't like bears? No. No bears?
That's where you get them.
Alright. No bears.
Okay, spiders and bears, right?
Snakes.
Snakes.
Oh, snakes. Are you guys scared of anything?
Yeah.
What are you scared of? Okay.
What else are you scared of? Are you scared of the dark, maybe?
I'm scared of the dark.
Scared of
the dark? I can see in the dark.
What?
I don't think that's how that works.
All right.
So okay, so we have all these things we're scared of. So say this is God right here, these stickers. Look. It just covers it up.
Boom.
Where did it go? We don't know. So, basically, God will cover up all of your fears if you believe in him and you talk to him, because he's always with you, yeah?
A sticker?
The stickers are God covering up your fears. See how they say Jesus on them?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay, that was our thing. So, do you guys want... Yeah, because we have stickers and Jesus. Okay. Well, you want to bow your heads and pray?
Okay.
Dear Lord, please give all these wonderful kids and show them that you are with them. Thank you for covering our fears with stickers and being with us all the time so that these little kids can stay safe. Amen.
Amen. Oh, you guys get stickers. We have other stickers. Look. Look.
Chill out.
Yeah. No much fun.
Say there's no children's church.
Chill out, Macy.
There's no children's church downstairs either.
Just say there's no children's church. Feeling frozen.
Thank you.
Okay. Stay for the sermon, all right? It's pretty good.
I'm like this.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Good morning. So, you know, working with youth is always a blessing, right? Always a challenge, too. So this year, we know that things were a little different. So the last 2 years have been different. We stayed in our community last year. This year, we decided we were going to go and do what we needed to do. So the first thing is, as you can notice, we're always the bums, which is Bethany United Methodist, right? Well, this year, because of everything that was going on, we decided that we were not able to go as Bethany, and instead we remained the bums. But this year, we were believers upholding the mission. So we kept with the bum theme. We just changed it up a little bit. We went on July 11th through the 17th, and we had a fantastic time. This is the entire group, with the addition of the two people from WARM that were with us. And we were in North Carolina, and we worked for WARM. And WARM stands for Wilmington Area Rebuilding Ministries. We've been with them a few times before. So if you see the kids that don't have on our bum shirts, they have on their WARM shirts. They provided those to us, and that's the organization that we went through. Funding was a little challenging this year at the beginning because we were not going to use the Bethany funds. Because of Jackie and Cindy and a lovely letter that went out, we had 4 grandparents, 5 grandparents, and 43 church members donate money to this. Yes, as parents, we support our children. As grandparents, they support their grandchildren. But 43 of you that were not connected by blood to these kids supported us. We had over, yes. We had enough money. We ate very well. We got to do fun things. Gas was paid for. It was amazing. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We stayed at White Lake Christian Camp. Every morning, the majority of everybody went down to the lake. It was beautiful. It was, and what you saw is what you saw. It was not a very huge lake, but that's the morning time. And then every night, that's what it looked like. So every morning we woke up, and every night we went to bed, and that's what it looked like. The only thing that wasn't so beautiful was that was the oven. I don't even know how old it is. I had never seen a push-button oven before. So you had to, like, push the button to change everything, and that's what Jackie cooked in for the entire week. But it was a great little place. There was a beach location. We got to relax. Even though they were dog tired on the way back, as soon as they got back to the house, what's the first thing you guys wanted to do? Go swimming. So they had something to do every single night. And sometimes we had to tell them they had to take a break because they would be so exhausted. And then they would come back and we'd be like, nope, you got to take a chill pill. You got to chill for a little bit before you go back out. But this is what we were surrounded by. And it was beautiful. Sean had already set this place up and had found this location for us. And it really was awesome. Big thank you to Lori Mooney. There was lots of hands that worked on things before the trip, and she did such a great job. She organized all of our devotions for us. She reached out to people. We didn't have Wi-Fi, and so we weren't able to, like, even stream with people. Sometimes the youth had been in charge of the devotions on the trip. This year it was handled once again by our church family, and Lori took care of that for us. She also was our prayer warrior. She wrote a note to each one of us and sent a special treat Thank you, Lori. It was very nice. And we're so sad you didn't go with us, but you were with us the entire week. So thank you very much. Devotions were so awesome. So Sean sent one. It was supposed to be a video, but he didn't put his camera on, so it was just him talking, which was great. Brian Shiflett sent one from his back porch. Jackie did one in person because she was with us, and it was fantastic. Pastor Brad sent us a video and kind of showed us what's going on in his world and did one for us. Bridget did her good teachery one, and it was awesome. And then you have Val. She couldn't ever get all the things to work the way she wanted to, so we just read that one out loud together. But these wonderful people supported us using Old Testament stories to be able to address our Bible verse for the week. So it was a great addition to not, as the leaders, we didn't have to do that. It was fantastic to have other people kind of support us in a different way. Jackie went with us. And if you've been on a mission trip with Jackie, you know what that's like, right? Jackie fed us great food. We were never hungry. One of the kids, or I actually don't think it was a kid, I think it was an adult, said, "I kind of want banana bread." And we came back and there was banana bread. The bananas were going to go bad. So it was awesome. But then you have Jackie Games, lots of Jackie Games. And then on the addition of the devotion, and Jackie continually is a role model for me. You wake up and she's out doing her Bible study if she's not in the kitchen. And it was awesome. I'm so glad you got to go with us. I know it was kind of a last minute thing, but again, for me, it was God, because I still need you, Jackie. A couple weeks ago, we were at church, and Jake said, "Mom, will you take a picture? Look at how full the church is." And that was that picture. Thank you. Thank you so much. None of this could happen without you. And we are so very blessed that whatever you did for us that week, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So now it's time to turn it over to the kids and the adults that went on the mission trip. They're going to talk about the three sites that we had this year. And Steele and Landon, you guys are up.
Well, Miss Olga is one of the people that we helped out, and, well, I don't know. She's just very sweet, older woman. She's very nice. We were helping out at her thing, and she had a patio that was pretty much like sideways, and we had to like straighten that out and rebuild it. And my dad was inside fixing up her shower and her bathroom, and most people are outside painting a walkway up to the thing. My dad was painting her roof. He was first day. We were just had no clue what we were doing. Second day, we really did not know what we were doing. And we did it, and we knew. Second time, we just did everything perfectly. We have one problem. I don't know. We just really good. Well, don't know what else.
All right. Before I start talking about the project, I want to put it on the record that over mission trip, Jackie herself said I was her favorite. So let that be known. So me, Camden, Nash, and Macy, we had a person there named Mike who was helping us rebuild the entire thing, except he basically did it all, but that's besides the point. And the second day he left early, so it was up to us four to figure out what to do and finish the project. Yeah, and about when we were close to done, we were doing some stairs, me and Nash, and it started to drizzle a little bit. And Nikki was like, "Oh, you guys aren't scared of rain, right?" So we're like, "No, obviously not." So we keep working. Then a downpour happens, and I turn around. Nikki's gone. She's just gone. So me and Nash are stuck there in the rain trying to drill things into stairs, and it was slipping and sliding, and the stairs came out sideways. But, yeah, Mike was a great dude. He taught us a lot and what to do because we didn't really know what we were doing. I don't know if he helped anybody else, but, yeah, it was pretty cool. But I am Jackie's favorite.
And one thing, while we were leaving from Miss Olga's, we went inside and I wanted to say bye to her. And while we were leaving, Miss Olga said to me, "If I forget you, you forget me. If I remember you, we will remember each other with love." And that kind of just hit my heart in the right spot.
So for the first 2 days, there was another group that went to Miss Lucy's house. And when we first arrived, we kind of didn't think we were in the right place because everything on the outside had really been done except for a little bit of the decking. So we kind of stood around and were a little concerned. But once we got inside the house, there was a lot to do inside. So we finished the decking outside and a little bit of siding, and then laid her kitchen floor and her bathroom floor, and then on the third day, well, at the end of the second day, everything was pretty much done except for Tiana and I were working closely and Sophie in the bathroom to lay the flooring, and it was not done. And the spirit of the group was that we couldn't leave until it was done. We needed to finish the project, and I feel like Tiana drove that emotion. So we went back, just Tiana and I, the following day and finished that part.
Well, this trip wasn't like any other trip. I think I learned a lot of patience when it came to this project. This project was very frustrating. I think I became a better leader because I led the group in the bathroom to do the flooring while I was still kind of learning the flooring. But I definitely learned a lot of patience and realized that sometimes you just have to step up and ask to get something done instead of just waiting around, or else it won't get done. And I think if Stephanie didn't come back with me on the second day, probably would have left that project and never looked back. So
this, I am not a member of this church and was welcomed with open arms. So when Lorna talks about all of the people that gave, you gave to me without knowing me. I was also lucky enough to bring my son with me, who just spoke about Miss Olga, and my husband as well. So you didn't just welcome me or my son, you welcomed our entire family. I think that speaks to the volume in this building. Also, these kids are absolutely incredible. So whether you're a parent or a grandparent or just someone that loves them, you guys are amazing people and you're creating amazing humans.
Oh, I have one more thing. I also forgot to say, we did not get to meet Miss Lucy. When we arrived at her house, she was in the hospital, and that's all we knew. So.
It was definitely an exciting week. Lots of the interactions that we had within our group was really neat. Before getting to Miss Ruth's house, the connection that Stephanie and Tiana made and going back to that house on the third day was awesome. And they had talked about it. We had actually talked about it away from them, so they didn't even know. But the fact that they both were just dead set on working together and getting that done on the third day, that's one of those mission trip moments. That's one of the reasons why I think that we go on those mission trips, to make those relationships. Because that was a tough project. That was a very tedious project where lots of very small cuts had to be made to make sure that that flooring went in just right and it snapped in together. That was not easy. So that was truly remarkable to see that week. At the end of the week, I guess on Wednesday and Thursday, we went to Miss Ruth's house. And there was a lot of work. It was actually really cool that we had lots of different projects to do there because our entire group was going to be there. So we got to keep everybody occupied. And we had lots of projects on the outside and a big project going on the inside. And we had a lot to do there. One of the things that I learned there, not just at that house, but at lots of the houses in this area, is that they do not believe in gutters. We looked at a lot of houses, and unless it's an extremely nice house, those were the only ones that had gutters on them. Everything else, the rain just falls off the roof. So you can imagine in a flood-prone community or area, and there were swampy areas around the place that we were working, hurricanes that hit, flooding is almost imminent. So the water doesn't go anywhere, and it just seeps underground, underneath homes there, which also creates a lot of issues for us to kind of go in and fix. And one of the issues was something that I'm going to talk about in a little bit. But I'm going to turn this over to Sophie because she's going to talk about a lot of the work or the projects that we did outside.
So when we were at Miss Ruth's house, we did a lot of landscaping outside and definitely a lot of gardening. It was her backyard, and that bush right there, we did, it got trimmed down a lot, and there was, in the back, there was a big bush that we had to clear out almost all of it, and it was a lot of work to do. One thing that we did get to do was go inside and eat with Miss Ruth, and that was really cool to do because she just, like, talked to us, and it was really a good experience to talk to her.
Miss Ruth was a very interesting person, which a lot of times those people are that we end up working for, but they are blessings for each of us. The first day we were there, we were pressure. If you go back to the previous slide, it says pressure washing. We make sure that we say that correctly. But in pressure washing, I guess she did not appreciate the way that we were doing it, so she yelled at some of the kids. But then later on that day, we don't really know her personality very well, so, you know, sometimes you're unsure of how to take comments that a person may make. And she was very adamant about wanting people to come in and have lunch with her. And so then on Thursday, there was a group of kids, and I'm not sure which adults went in to eat with her, but Nancy did. But the really neat thing was, from a kid's standpoint, I would think that they would be very nervous about, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to go in and have lunch with her. You know, that's kind of an awkward situation. They actually initiated that on Thursday. It was grab your lunch. Come on, we got to go inside and eat lunch with Mrs. Ruth. And that was really cool to see that they were willing to go and do that on their own. And I think they had a fantastic time talking with her. And she was very thankful and grateful for the work that we did that week in helping her. So it was kind of an interesting reaction from the very beginning and then to the end. So that was really cool. There was a lot of staining. We stained this whole walkway, pressure washed it, and then stained it, and it turned out really well. There was a lot of trimming of the shrubs in the front of the house, behind the house, on the side of the house, and apparently hadn't been done in about 2 years. So we were told, take it down as far as you can. And we did. We cut it back pretty far. The big inside project that we had is here on your left. They had to take up all of the flooring and the subflooring, and then we had to rebrace the floor joists. And you want to talk about a nasty place. Jake and Rylan and Nash actually got in there. We're standing on the dirt. Well, I don't even know if there was dirt underneath there. The moldy insulation that was underneath, it was a very nasty, nasty job to be on. And then they got down in there. They didn't complain. They just got it done, braced up the joists. They made lots of cuts for the subflooring and then the plywood that went on top, and they did a fantastic job in getting that done. That was literally a 2-day project. That was very involved, and those three guys did pretty much everything with that. There was some assistance from the guy that I guess was the job foreman, but for the most part, they took control of that. And it was and it turned out really well at the very end. We had just finished up putting the plywood down at the end as we were stopping on Thursday afternoon, and it was nice to see that project done. But we saw the effects of not having gutters on a home. So all that water that falls off seeps into the ground and comes right back underneath any kind of single wide trailer. And I had several conversations with the job foremans that were there. And I just found that very interesting because all that water just runs right back underneath the house, and all that mold and critters and stuff just kind of get underneath the house. So, and single wides obviously do not breathe very well. So you have that. Anything else you want to add? You want to add anything else? No?
One thing, I don't know if Steven said anything, but in the backyard of the house, we did a lot of, me and Nancy did a lot of sanding on her back porch. We couldn't do any staining, unfortunately, like we did that one, because when all of them were working on inside, they had to go out the back, and it was just going to be too much to try to stain it while they were going back and forth. So.
We did fix that porch.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Miss Ruth's house. All right. So at White Lake, every evening, I think we sat out on the dock, and they had some swinging benches there, and it was just a nice, peaceful place to be. And that's where, I don't know if it was Wednesday night or Thursday night, but the adults were kind of talking about, you know, we got to do something fun for these kids. Even though that they've gone to the lake every day, we got to throw one more fun thing in there. So we were trying to figure out what to do, and the beach was kind of a long trip away. So we tried to find something else, and we came across this place called Cape Fearless. And I saw that it was a high ropes course, and I thought, oh, that would be pretty cool. And yeah, it would be pretty cool, which it was, but we had no idea that we were going to sweat more doing this than we did the other 4 days of work. We got strapped in. We had harnesses. We had two clips that we clipped into these high ropes, and I don't know how many pictures we have here to show some different stuff.
That's it?
Okay.
There's some of the video.
Okay. So in the video, you're going to see a little bit of what we did. There were four stages, or four courses, and each course got harder and harder. And the first course probably lasted for about 15 minutes or so, and you climb up this rope, or this, I guess, swinging ladder, and you get to a platform, and then you've got to walk maybe 30 feet across planks that are suspended 10 feet in the air or so. It's not too bad. If you have a little fear of heights, it's not too bad. You're only 10 feet off the ground, for some people. And you go, I don't know, that probably lasted 15, 20 minutes as you work through the course, and it gets kind of tougher as you go. And then you get down, and then you have to climb back up onto the next course. Well, the next course happens to be about 15 feet high in the air. And there's different obstacles as you go, and you are using a ridiculous amount of stabilizing muscles. So that you are literally trying to balance yourself. You know, you're not going to fall anywhere because your rope is, you know, maybe 3 feet long. So if you do happen to fall, you're not really going anywhere. But it's just the thought of it. And it was perfect for our Bible verse this week of being fearful and overcoming those fears. And for some, it was exhaustion, coming over the fear of exhaustion. There was a couple of people that made it through the second course and kind of had said that's enough, and you can talk to them or Jackie about that. Who were troopers through it all, because you could see it in their eyes that they were getting a heck of a workout. And it was tough. It was definitely tough. We got to the third course, and the ladder went up about 25 feet up into a tree. And then you're standing on top of that, and you're walking across, ropes that are tied to a log. And the log is swinging, and you step from that one to the next one that is also swinging. And you got to go across six or seven of those logs to get to the next platform. All while you're 25 feet up in the air. You think, eventually it does get higher than that. It was to the point where after the third course, I know myself and Brantley and quite a few of us others got down. And a lot of the high school kids, they kept going. And just in watching them, I think we got neck cramps because we were just looking up constantly as they would go. And it was very impressive to see those kids get through those obstacles. And they had a blast doing it, and they had to have been exhausted, because I know it, you know, when we're standing up on a platform and you're just standing there and you feel the whole tree just kind of moving from side to side, it's an eerie feeling. And we were certainly tested through that, but the payoff at the end was awesome, which hopefully you will see in the video. There was a 650-foot zip line to finish it off. But you had to climb 35 feet, 40 feet into a tree? 100. Well, sure, we'll make it. It was 200 feet up in the air, and but it was pretty awesome to, and it's very nerve-wracking too, even though that you're not going to fall or drop very far. But to step off of a ledge 40 feet up in the air to slide down this rope for 650 feet, that is not an easy thing for many people to do. And it was pretty awesome to see everybody. I think, yeah, everybody did that. Everybody climbed up to the first platform, climbed up to the second platform in that tree, and then stepped off the ledge at the top and slid all the way down to the very end. Now, there's a couple of people that tried to spear the tree at the end. At the end, you obviously eventually start to slow down, and there's a pad in a tree that is just above the platform that you're aiming for. And You slow down, you kind of step onto the platform, you pull yourself off, you unhook, and you can climb down and everything's fine. But some people decided to hit that tree pretty hard. I won't mention any names, but Stephanie hit it pretty hard, and Jackie hit it pretty hard as well, and it was to the point where we thought, oh, I hope no ribs were broken. But Stephanie hit it pretty hard enough where she bounced back about 100 feet and then got stuck and had to be rescued. And her husband, Matt, yeah, you know I had to bring this up. Matt had to run and find one of the workers there, and I can't remember exactly what he said. Is what? They had to bring a rope to Stephanie to help guide her to pull her back. So it was pretty awesome, and hopefully the videos and stuff on the slides is going to show that, because it was an amazing time, amazing adventure, and it was definitely amazing to see so many people overcome some fears. And lots of people have fear of heights, and they overcame that in a big way, and that was pretty impressive. So thank you.
not strong enough to put up a good fight. When he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. Take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear is a liar. He'll rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. Cause fear,
that was not even the tallest where they were.
When he told you you were trouble, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one, the grace can never change. Oh, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you.
Now it's time for the blessing of the offering. The plate is out there. If y'all feel free to put some money in there as you leave. And now let's bow our heads as we pray. Gracious God, use this money and all that we have for building up your work in this church and the wider of the world. For your glory, amen. All right, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for being our light, our salvation, and our strength in this dark world. Some may come against us, but you have promised that you would not allow that to happen. We will not fear as long as we keep our eyes on your light. We ask that you direct us to seek after you so that we may always embrace our relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
The singers can come back up. I have the chore of doing the announcements, and I just wanted to mention that having raised two boys, I didn't know that teenage girls announce everything when they walk into a room. I'm here! I lost my glasses! Can't find my shoe! So it's a running game that we had to announce where we were. But anyways, next Sunday, we have brunch under the trees. It's directly after the service. The food will be provided. Any other announcements? Anybody have anything else? Men's prayer breakfast Saturday at 8 o'clock here at the church. Anybody else? All right. Your pastor's here.
Was to say something at the end.
Somebody else doing the benediction. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, they got it covered.
They could maybe after the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do it after the song. We'll get organized here right at the end. Yeah.
He's ready.
We're ready to go. All right, please join us now with our closing song, and it's called Thrive. Please stand as you're able.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, clap.
Here in this dry and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry.
Meal for the youth and all their families directly after this service.
All right.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Have a good week. 1, 2, 3, 4.